Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I want to know what it's like in your brain sometimes. Like, do you just see like cartoon characters? Is it like, what's it? What's going on there?
It's fast moving.
And she's like, you guys ever think about it this way? In 2015, when people asked us, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Nobody got it right. Nobody got it right.
I want to have a new house.
I mean,
and I want to be diversifying.
my career is going to be amazing.
I want to have murder hornets and a Saharan dust storm and a especially active hurricane season and systemic racism and a virus that's mutating and canceling everything.
No, there's no.
That's what I want.
Hey, everybody. I am Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. This is our podcast. It is also our therapy.
It is. Welcome to our therapy.
Yeah, it's the 1 hour, and sometimes it's less because we frankly don't have time for it, of the week or every couple of weeks, where we just kind of take a breath and talk about what's going on in our lives. A lot of times we find ways to become better people. Mm-hmm. And this week we're going to try to be better people by stopping and looking back on really an epically wonderful year.
You guys, what if 2020, what if all this is good for us? I mean, first of all, you're coughing. Yeah. Are we sick?
No, I'm fine. To be full disclosure, our daughter has done something chemical downstairs in our house.
She's tie-dyeing, so there's like a lot of bleach fumes. So there's a lot of coughing. Okay, so it's not the Rona. So by the way, when I said, what if 2020 was good for us, I don't mean the getting sick park. Pandemics are awful.
You may have just said the getting sick park. We haven't yet done a theme park for this yet. But if that's the direction you're going in, I'm here for it.
The lines are going to be out of control.
Right.
No social distancing.
If 2020 were a theme park, well, it would probably just be a theme park, right? Because that's what most of a theme park is.
Oh my gosh. No. Okay. So I was going to say, what if this is all good for us? And what if this is the best thing that ever happened to us? Not getting sick. Pandemics are terrible. Getting sick is terrible. There's a lot of darkness in all of this. But what if all this time inside, working from home, being together, and like, and quite frankly, learning and unlearning some serious social justice issues. Like, what if all of this is what we needed? If like, this is a mental endurance and resilience with our jobs, with childcare, with school, with what is happening in with race relations in our country. What if this is like what we all needed?
I love this optimistic tack that you were taking.
It is pouring down rain. There's hail. I'm not typically in a sunshiny mood, but I was like, what if we made lists and talk about like, what have we learned this year? You know, this, you know, we are more than 6 months in now, officially. We're recording this on July the 5th. Happy Independence.
Yeah.
And what if this is like the best thing that ever happened to us, this 2020?
I love this. Let's mm-hmm. go for it. And we've both made lists.
You've done a better job. I am a big list maker.
Yes.
And I had a lot of goals for 2020. Let me tell you this.
But instead you watched Hamilton.
Instead, speaking of Hamilton, I had the great idea.
Oh my gosh. So this okay. Oh my gosh.
So I had this, seriously, it was my idea. So Hamilton's released on Disney Plus. We're obsessed with Hamilton. We saw it in New York, not original cast, still amazing. We love it. We have every word memorized. We're so excited. The week before, like on June 28th, I said, hey, honey, Hamilton's going to be released on Disney Plus. We should do like a Hamilton song parody about like, what if Hamilton was written in 2020? And literally, that's all I said. And 4 minutes later, he came up with this brilliant about wearing a flipping mask. And if you have issues wearing a mask, speak to the manager because I have some facts and resources for you.
So if you want to, for some reference, let's play the song.
Okay. Here we go.
2020. Any city. Pardon me. Do you have germs, sir?
No, I don't. And that's my business, not yours, sir. I have my rights and have my freedom.
To be sure, sir.
But this corona is a sham.
I'm getting nervous, sir.
It was developed in a lab in China. It's a biological weapon. Why are you looking at me like I'm stupid? I'm not stupid. So why do you do it? Why do you always wear a mask?
Because I don't want the corona to get passed.
You believe all that you see on the TV? The media's exaggerating. This is baseless. Come on, do you know any real cases?
I do, but that is not the point I'm trying to make.
What's your point?
What is the problem with being a little safe?
For starters, you're asphyxiating yourself. What's going on inside is carbon dioxide.
I walked a mile in this and it was fine.
Second of all, it is infringing on my freedom and my rights.
I think we all agree that quarantining bites.
Yeah, you're telling me my kids are 1 and 3. Our house, it smells like pee.
Oh, we agree. The stay-at-home thing, it is killing me.
Our economy is drowning in these social distances.
I have a lot of friends who've lost their jobs and businesses.
So take the government to task. Take off the mask and say, alas, I'm not afraid of this charade that maybe Bill Gates made.
I'm sorry, what?
He got a vaccine to stop infection, but really it's an injection of a microchip for human detection.
Is that a thing?
28% of America believes that there was a poll by Yahoo TV News. Did you see it?
I haven't, no.
I gotta go.
I'm sorry that we can't agree, but I guess you do you and I'll just do me. I hope this virus doesn't stay. I'll see you on another day.
Dude, you should just throw that mask away. I am not throwing away this mask. I am not throwing away this mask. This really should be bipartisan. Come on now, how hard is it? I'm not throwing away this mask. We thought that the curve, it was flattening. But now it isn't and it's getting really saddening. Because a lot of people going out and partying. And probably we're gonna have another quarantine.
I'm gonna have to start gardening again. And staring out the window cause I miss all of my friends. And sitting with my wife and talking about our feelings. And being bored to death until the curve flattens and all of this ends.
You say the price of this mask is a price you're not willing to pay. You cry that the people who wear it are fear-mongering to the sky. Why so sad? You know if I wear it, I won't hurt you in any way. But I'm making you COVID-19 is a sham and the streets are all safe.
It's come back.
Can't you see? Florida is really scaring me. It's come back.
Actually, it never left.
And it's leaving all of us bereft. Cases rise. That's getting tall. I need school to open in the fall. So the one thing I ask, can we maybe just all agree to wear a tiny flipping mask? Da 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 da.
That's it.
Okay,
that's the mask song.
Do you guys his beach towel?
Huh?
And I arts and cra- can you tell that it's homemade?
Right?
I know it's hard to tell.
Hey.
It's hard to tell. But you could wear a mask. Listen. Okay, it may not keep me from getting... Okay, let me rant here.
Yep, come on in.
It may not keep... Like, the mask may not keep me from getting COVID, but it'll keep you, maybe, from getting COVID if I could give it to you. So really, you're doing something for other people.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something for others.
Yeah, this doesn't have to be an argument. We can just all...
Just do something for other people.
Just all do it. We can just all do it. And then everyone gets along, and I'm sure they're all going to get along great in the comments.
I can't wait to hear how this affects.
Okay, so there's this song.
So that was my idea.
Yeah. So by the way, I just want to clarify. You didn't say what if Hamilton was written in 2020.
I did.
You said we should do something with Hamilton.
No, I said if it were written in 2020. I said it's tricky because I do feel like we are living. So Lola had a line. She goes, don't you feel like 2020 is like Hamilton meets Hunger Games?
Yeah,
like,
that's funny.
I'm like, girl, you are not wrong. So I'm like, we have to figure out how to walk this, because I feel like with all the, you know, we're awakening to a lot of social justice issues and that run parallel. So what do we want to do about this? And then Penn picks the mask issue, which has become highly charged, we've learned.
Well, and also just the repartee that they have in that musical, and the back and forth, it fit well.
Yeah. Anyway, you did a brilliant job.
It was all your idea.
It was all my idea.
I feel like you should be basking in all of the glory.
So,
here.
By the way, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook shared it. Jennifer Aniston, Kerry Washington, all these people shared it. But the person I was most excited about sharing it was Dr. Pimple Popper. Dr. Mm-hmm. Pimple Popper shared it. And we like engaged a little over direct messages. It was probably her social media team, but I pretend it was her.
Well, it's so funny because Jennifer Aniston shared it. And that was our first wow, because, I mean, we've both loved her. Our family are all huge Friends fans and everything else that she's done. And so Kim, she doesn't let me have access to the account, but she was
messaging.
She was messaging her on Instagram, and she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, thank you so much for sharing it. And the response was, we are big fans of your videos and what you do. And I'm like, oh, that's her people.
Well,
because no one says we.
Well, she should definitely have people. She should have people.
Yes.
But I was in contact with her people. So therefore, Jen and I are best friends.
Right.
And if it were not for the COVID crisis, I'm sure she would have invited us out, honey. It's fine. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So, but we've also learned that people are very passionate about not wearing a piece of cloth over your face. We'll let that be another topic for another day.
Yeah. I mean, the reasoning behind putting that video together was, it's just ridiculous that we actually have, and you can Google it, there's the war on masks. It's will.
Anti-maskers.
Should you or shouldn't you wear a mask? And I'm sorry, I generally am fairly neutral in my life, and you are probably the more outspoken among the two of us. This is the dumbest argument that our country will ever have.
I know.
We're going to look back
History
on this.
History will not remember these people kindly.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? There probably were some dumber arguments. I don't want to cut out some of the arguments that may have happened, you know, in the 17th and 18th century when we were just a dumber species. But this, we're supposed to be evolved at this point.
Well, so by
the way, supposed to believe in science.
Well, I know. So here's the issue, honey. And we are going to get to why 2020 is great in a second. I think that it was framed wrong, because people think like, oh, it's not going to actually protect you from COVID. Like, because COVID is a very small, like there's a word for it, but COVID actually travels on droplets. So if you had COVID and you spit onto me, of course it's not going to, if I'm wearing a cloth mask, it likely won't protect me, but it would protect me from sneezing on you.
And you mentioned that at the end of the song, which
I
think was important.
So you're actually trying to help others, which we as Americans aren't great at. And so I think there's a lot of, and that you're not going to get your carbon dioxide poisoning. There's like all this science, and it's an issue, and in only our country. So anyway, cool. 2020 has been awesome.
Well, but I do like how you're trying to change I like how you're imagining this world in which these last 6 months are going to be good for us. And I love that, because I mean, you might be right. A lot of success comes out of tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
All the best comedy comes out of tragedy. Progress comes out of tragedy and revolution and war. And even if it's a war on mask.
Well, and it's hard, because we the comment we get that it's most frustrating for me, because Penn wrote this brilliant blog post in celebration of Pride Month about a sermon he had found that his dad wrote in 1995, basically asking the people of his church, his dad was a pastor, to open their arms to include the LGBTQ+, you know, their brothers and sisters that are, you know, and he posted that. And I think that in 2019, We would have just let the comments happen, but in 2020, we totally engaged. You know what I mean? And so I think
For some of them. I also quote the great Donald Thompson, who we had on this podcast before, who's our kind of our work dad at our other job.
Yeah.
Who said to us, and we were talking more about being an ally to the Black community, but this can work for anybody. If there's someone who you're never going to convince ever, just keep it moving.
Yeah.
Just move right along, because there's going to be people who are never going to, they're going to be in their corner. You're going to be in yours. And if you can't do anything to move them, just keep it moving.
I'd like to change everybody's mind. Anyway, nope. So
keep it moving, honey.
So I would like to start by saying that in 2020, I've become the type of person that I can roll with it a little better. I really can. We are supposed to be packing for a dream trip to Africa that we saved for like 3 years to go on this trip. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it a lot. Go on a safari. Go take some beautiful pictures of elephants. We're supposed to be leaving right now. We're supposed to be boarding a plane. 2019, I probably would have cried if we couldn't have taken that trip. 2020, I'm like, you know what? Let's record a podcast. So I've really lowered my expectations. So
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I mean, I'm proud of you for lowering your expectations. Your expectations are unusually high.
Okay.
Mine, I've got a bunch of them. I've learned that shaking hands is basically the same as coming up to someone and licking them in the eyeball while their eye is still open, like forcing their eyeball open and then just getting really close to it and having a moist tongue and just going like that to their eyeball. I think
handshaking's done. We're just not going to do that anymore.
I would rather hug.
I think hugging is also bad.
I'm gonna try to find a way to hug. I don't need to ever shake anyone's hand ever again.
I know.
It's just looking back on it. What were we doing?
I don't know. So
here's the thing: I use to pick my nose and wipe my butt and touch my eyes and stick them in my ears and pick my nose with. And here, put that on your hand, and then you do that to yourself.
You do a lot of gross stuff with your hands.
Yes, I do. What am I doing shaking hands with people?
Okay, I want this community to come up with a better alternative. No hugging. No, hugging is just as dangerous, honey, because you're getting near somebody's face.
I think it's slightly less dangerous because I'm not picking my nose or doing any of that with my sweater.
You've mentioned nose picking like 3 times. I feel like that there's more nose picking than I'm aware of.
I've been cursed with unusually large nostrils. Let's keep it moving.
Okay. My neck. You know what? I'm going to celebrate that both of our children are still alive after distance learning. They're still alive.
You're just, you're celebrating.
They're still alive. Nobody died.
Do you think they learned anything, skills?
No.
Do you think they learned any skills?
How they can unload the dishwasher more effectively. They're like, gosh.
While at school?
Well, no.
No, I mean, like, did they get any skills from distance learning?
It's so funny because with everybody home and we're eating at home all the time, obviously, they're like, gosh, we do a lot of dishes. I'm like, yes, we do. So they became really good at doing the dishes. So there you go.
Well, I've got one for the kids too.
Yeah.
This year has taught me, and I think every year has taught me about empathy. Okay. Mm-hmm. You helped teach me about empathy. When we wrote our book, you're going to hear a lot about empathy when it comes out next year. And I learned that from Kim. I learned that from our counselor. The Black Lives Matter movement has taught me even more about like, shut up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in someone else's shoes. Have some empathy when it comes to that. But what I've learned on top of all of that, I think everyone has kind of hopefully learned that. On top of all that, I've learned about having more empathy for my kids. And a big reason why is because they are going through a struggle that mm-hmm. they've never gone through before. And basically my home base for the last 13 years, since Lola could understand any word that I was saying, if she ever complained about something, I would go to a place that my dad went to, which was, when I was your age, this was garbage. You should just feel lucky.
Right.
You should be more grateful. And look, I still want to teach my kids gratitude and I want to teach them discipline. But during this coronavirus, during this quarantine, having to watch, and Lola's old enough to understand all of this social unrest that's going on, instead of saying, hey, you should really look on the bright side here. Oh, you really shouldn't be so sad because like, look at how lucky you are. I'm learning with my kids, like you also with them have to just stop and say, yeah, I know this sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm really proud of our kids. No, that's a good one.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you've always done that, but parents, do you find yourselves just going back to that? Ah, well, it's not so bad. Like, and it's, you're trying to be like half cheerleader and half don't take this for granted mm-hmm. instead of just stopping and saying, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
So that's one of mine.
That's one of yours. I really didn't.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, keep
going. If you think of other stuff, like I'll just...
The only good things that have happened so far is we're still alive.
Uh-huh.
I've had a lot of time to like read and learn and unlearn about social justice issues. I'm obviously very motivated on that. Now and go.
So it sounds like you've come up with an idea and I've come up with the specifics.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of like the Hamilton song.
Go. Make it award winning, honey.
I've got more. I've learned that that getting ivy off of trees one of the most satisfying things that I will ever do.
We were doing a lot of yard work because what else are we going to do?
So much yard work. Gardening. We have a full size garden like this. Kim walked into the house with two cucumbers let's leave that there. Two humongous cucumbers.
What were you going?
I don't know. Let's move on. And then a couple of smaller kind of little cucumbers.
You know, size is not all that.
For some reason,
I can't look at
cucumbers and not think about
pickles.
Exactly. Anyway, so
oh my gosh, pen holderness.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. I was going to say think about pickles. Anyway, so getting ivy off of trees. Ivy off, like the ivy in the South.
Did you write that down as one of the things you've learned
that on? Getting ivy. No, I said this is how it's changed me.
Oh.
This is how 2020 has changed me for the better.
Okay, I'm listening.
And also just made me a different person. I looked at weeds and did not want to do anything with them. Now, just getting rid of weeds, just getting clutter out of your lawn is actually satisfying.
What a metaphor for 2020. Get rid of the clutter.
Yeah.
Get rid of the weeds.
Get the ivy off the trees. It's the ivy that's been there.
Funny story.
For a long
Penn
time.
Holderness thought he was immune to poison ivy. I am so allergic to poison ivy that if our hose touches the leaves of a poison ivy thing, and if I touch the hose, and if I then I will then have that I'm covered. No matter wherever that touches, I'll be covered. So and it lasts for weeks, and it's really and I have to. It's bad. So when I do gardening work, I'm in gloves and no matter the temperature, long sleeve pants, long sleeve shirt with rubber bands around the gloves. So nothing like I'm going to war. And Penn's like, I'm fine.
Well, hang on. Here's the thing. So you said,
he has poison ivy now.
You said, okay, Mr. Fine, can you pull all of the poison ivy out of the garden since you're not allergic? I really did believe I wasn't allergic. My mom told me that she took an experimental poison ivy antibiotic medication.
Bless Mary Holderness, but she may be that experiment.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Final drug was a little marijuana cigarette that she was trying to lie about.
Whatever it was, she found out that it was this antibiotic, and then she found out she was pregnant, and they were like, well, your kid may have immunities to poison ivy.
No, that is not a thing.
Look, we're going to have a lot of doctors to tell me this. This is not a story I've shared with a lot of people, but I went on a Boy Scout trip when I was about 11 years old, and everyone there got poison ivy except for me. So either they all like hung out together without me and I was by myself.
Maybe
or
that happened.
Whatever. Anyway, so she asked me to get the weeds out. I put on all of those things, all of them, gloves, long sleeve shirts. The problem is my long sleeve shirt did not connect to my glove. So that one little hole in between your glove and your shirt is just gross. Like both sides were. Yeah. And I'm just getting over it. So,
we learned that your mother, an angel, is also
probably smoked the ganja. which I don't have any problem with. Okay. Okay. I have become a little more of an introvert, and I'm saying this in a positive way because I do believe that everyone's life needs balance. And I was not balanced on that front. I was a super extrovert, and by necessity, I have learned to sit outside and listen to birds and watch a fire with nothing else around me and actually appreciate and enjoy that. Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
No, I'm not.
You're just not, you have no comments.
No, I'm proud of you for how you've been kind of staying out of, you've changed 100%.
All right, let's move on.
No, you love people and you love talking to people, but welcome to the dark side where we just sit outside and listen to birds.
I've become more aware this year of the consequences of what I say and what I do. I think that, and I'm not saying this, I'm not trying to say that I'm more important than I'm more important than I thought I was. I think that conversation, the way that a sentence starts, the way that a sentence finishes, affects everybody around you. Affects people of different genders. It affects people of different ages. And the more you get to know the people that you're talking to, the more you can understand what you're saying.
Okay. Talk to me. What does this mean?
What do you mean?
No,
you don't understand it?
No, I don't understand.
Okay. What I say, like maybe a year ago, was just, look, I said it. There it goes. It's into space. See you later. Without paying much attention to the people who were receiving what was being said. That includes you. That includes my children. That includes my friends. That includes people that I run into on the side of the road or people that I write something to or email something to. Words have consequences.
Okay.
And I think a lot of what's been, like, I think that a lot of the strife in the social justice movement that's happening right now is because people don't understand the consequences of what they're saying and what they're doing.
Oh, meaning that you were saying up until now, you thought your intention was good enough.
Yeah.
Like I didn't intend something to come out that way, or if I intended
and
it.
And they'll figure that out on their own.
And let them figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
They'll give me the benefit of the doubt.
Because I have long felt like intention is garbage. It is 100% how people are feeling it and hearing it. And I think that's the difference between an extreme empath. I've always cared more about what people thought of what I said as opposed to what I intended for people to say.
Yeah. So you and I are different there.
Yeah.
Because I think intention is important, but you have to
Of course.
You have to get to know someone well enough to know, oh, Penn, he didn't, like, that's just him being him.
Yeah.
But there are so many interactions that you have on a daily basis, particularly now in social media, with people who don't know you well enough to be able to figure out what your intentions are.
There's no room for nuance. There's none of that. Yeah.
So it started out with me being just paralyzed to say anything. Like, I did not know how to open my mouth. And then I realized that you've just got to have a little bit of courage to just be careful at what you say and just say it.
Are you talking about specifically racial issues,
that's
like
been a big,
social justice issues?
Yeah, that's been a big part of it.
Okay, yeah.
We run a website / social media platform that's kind of like a crappy cable TV station where people will go to it on a regular basis and they might watch a couple of ads and they might see some entertainment. And we have to be mindful of everything that we put out. And sometimes that means being careful about something that you say. Yeah. And I've just never been more aware of the consequences of what you put out and what you say, either on our channel or in real life, than I am right now.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I think, I welcome to,
Welcome
to awareness.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm loving this.
No, that's good. No, I just need a little explainer. Okay. Cool, cool, cool.
I have learned that sports is absolutely, positively magnificent, and that I will never complain about how boring an NBA regular season game is ever, 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 ever again.
This sounds like a note written to Santa Claus.
Dear Santa, could we please get some sports back? And I know, look, it's really fun and interesting watching, because there's billions of dollars at stake, maybe trillions, these people scrambling to get sports back. And it's because people like me will just devour it once it comes back.
Yeah, there's lots of money to be made by you.
So that
off you and your eyeballs.
I mean, I already love sports, but I, who loved sports, was taking for granted how much I loved it now that it's gone and has been gone for a long time. Like, yeah. I'm watching stupid replay. I read an article today by ESPN.com that said ranking the NFL's best offensive lines from best to worst.
Blessed that some research assistant had to do that.
Well, they've got a billion staff members and they're
not doing anything. So here's, I love my kids play sports. I love the idea of sports. I love what sports does to humans. I love how it challenges. I love the competition. I love Serena Williams. I love Coco Gauff. I love these women in sports. I don't watch it. I watch Serena, but I don't watch sports, so I haven't really missed it. I'm sorry. Okay. I've loved having you around on a Sunday. It's been lovely to have you around.
Well, I'm around. I'm just not.
I love having you present. So I have to say that's been a bright. You know, here's another bright spot for me for 2020. No sports. It gives me a husband that'll pull weeds.
So your bright spot is that I'm unhappy?
You'll pull weeds for me. I love you.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. No.
I say something serious? I think that we have friends, we've talked to enough people that whose marriages have been put under a spotlight in this pandemic, because either there are a lot of marriages that work really well with a husband or wife who travels for work, you know, 3 or 4 days a week and comes home, and their marriages work for a very long time. And I'm not criticizing those marriages at all, because that's how they work. But now with two people, you know, having to work from home, and there's a lot of stress on marriages right now. And it's real stress. It's real stress. I have to say that I'm very proud of our marriage and how we've navigated this 2020, that I feel like we're better for it. I think
it hasn't been perfect, but it's been, I think it's been wonderful. Like, it's been great to be around everybody. And, to your point, like, some of our best moments were when just we had to kind of take a beat and turn everything off because there was nothing to be on and just be present and be with each other
and find out that, you know, that you have to really like your person, not all the time, but you have to really like your person in order to stay in love with them. So,
well, I do think that our relationship is stronger than it was a year ago. Part of it is the book that we wrote together, and part of it is learning how to navigate this and putting up the stress test and seeing where it goes. I'm with you. Like, I do feel for people who have had to really, you know, make changes. Mm-hmm. And have had to, like, make assessments because of what's going on, because of, I think quarantine just naturally puts stress on relationships.
100%. And then you add in if you have kids in that situation, what that is definitely gasoline on a fire, and running businesses and all that stuff. So I feel very fortunate, to have I think I picked really well. Yeah. So. Add that to my list.
Add that to it. So that was good. You got a good positive one.
Thank you.
This is a little one. I've just learned that, like, dudes don't really need to ever touch each other ever again.
Yeah.
I'm a physical touch guy. So actually, my fraternity brothers, when I see him, I'll give him a big hug when I first see him. And I don't need to do anything.
Need to do that anymore.
But you really don't. You don't. Like, we're fine.
Don't need to touch.
We're fine. That may be something with women too. I don't know. But, like, for us, just like, when we see, like, I'll see people from 6 feet away, and we'll all stay 6 feet away, and we'll talk, and we'll have an actual conversation. It'll be great, and we'll move on.
Cool.
And then my last one was, this is a really positive way to end. I've learned that racism exists in a lot more places than I ever imagined. I don't know why I put that in as something positive, except that I'm just aware. Just this whole thing, this whole Black Lives Matter movement. Maybe we can, well, I'll kind of pass the mic to Kim here because you've done more research and you've gone to more Zoom meetings about this. And mine has just been shutting up and listening. But I do think like that awakening will make us a better country.
I do too. I really do too. And that's why I think there's the blessing in 2020 is that we were always not racist and we never tolerated racist language. And we were proud of a diverse group of friends. But I've learned a diverse group of friends does not mean an inclusive group of friends. I've learned all sorts of ways that we need to be better. I've learned all sorts of ways that with this, we never really touched on it. And why? And because if you have a problem with that, guess what? Maybe you need to examine why you have a problem with talking about race. I've learned that it's, I grew up in a house with my parents are amazing and the most very inclusive people, but we didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about race. And you have to talk about race. We actually drove our kids by, we live in Raleigh, North Carolina, where they took down some Confederate statues, finally. And we drove our kids by to see like what it looks like now. And because I feel like your kids are going to, you're going to talk to your kids about this and why they were put up in the first place. For the record, family members of one of the people who actually asked for the statue to be taken down. So, so I feel like our kids need to. So I think that is a gift that, you know, we talked about it with our kids, but not really. So I think that that's a gift that we've been given in 2020. I hate why it all happened. I hate that so many, that we had to see on video so many terrible things that happened. I hate that. But I'm proud of the work that a lot of activists are doing. And I don't want to ever step over those voices. So we're still in listening mode. We're still in learning mode. But I think that is a bright spot for me for 2020 is that just being so inspired by people who have done this work for so long. And I feel like they need to apologize. Like I'm late for class. The people who think the work is done, people who think there's no issue, that's the problem. Yeah. So I've been really inspired by the people who have been doing this work for so long and that have kept doing this work with people just fighting them all the way. I'm happy that they're getting an audience and a microphone now. So
that was beautifully put.
Not really.
No, it was. The last 45 seconds. Right. I spaced out for my own selfish reasons.
Oh God!
I'm trying to communicate with you because my marketing brain thought of like some catchy way to describe 2020, which is and then but then
we're
I
talking
did,
about.
I know, but we were talking about 2020. No, most of that stuff I heard. It was beautifully put. I said the last 45 seconds. I kind of checked out for a second.
Oh my God!
So 2020 is. How optometrists describe someone who has perfect vision. They can see now. What if there's something there? Like we can see, we're seeing things clearly that we didn't see before. So like a 20/20 kind of marketing rebrand for 2020, the world? Is that a thing? That's
you
not
want
a thing.
The world to go through a rebrand.
I'm saying there might be some... thing there. Is there a thing? There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
So if you're just listening for the first time, Penn has diagnosed with ADHD.
Yep.
So he's not currently being medicated.
That's correct. Because I've learned that it kind of stunts my creativity, that the particular type of medicine that, and this was a long time ago.
I know.
And so, but sometimes you think of something in your head and then you say it out loud and it's just stupid. And that could be what just happened right there. But I heard most of what you said and it was beautiful. And thank you.
I said I'd like to go live with a new family.
You did not.
I said my garden has been really prolific
If you have ADD, you know you have like triggers that you know. You're like, okay, that I got to snap back to it if you hear something. And I didn't hear any of my trigger words. So one of them is just you or pen. Anytime you have to say any of those words, either you or pen, I have to like stop and start paying
attention. I want to know what it's like in your brain sometimes. Like, do you just see like cartoon characters? Is it like, what's going on there?
It's fast moving. And you know, it's been nice this year because it has been forced to slow down a bit. And just that whole, you know, I'll say it again, someone with ADD, it's really, you don't space out and you really listen and you've learned and absorbed probably more than you have in tens of years by just everything new that's going on around you, because we respond well to new stuff. And it's been nothing but new stuff. Like, there might be something else that happens. I'm really curious when Wikipedia has 2020, the year 2020, as their page, and people read it 10 years from now. Do we have any idea what the first sentence is going to be yet? Like, we're only halfway through.
Well, 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 well.
We're only halfway. We hadn't even heard of the coronavirus at the start of the year. And you thought that's nothing's going to bump that off the front page. Guess what? Something bumped it off the front page.
I saw a really funny TikTok the other day that this woman, she was just, she had this British accent and she was eating chocolate. So immediately I loved her. And she's like, you guys ever think about it this way? In 2015, when people asked us, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Nobody got it right. Nobody got it right.
I want to have a new house.
I mean,
I want to be diversifying.
My career is going to be amazing.
I want to have murder hornets and a Saharan dust storm and a especially active hurricane season and systemic racism and a virus that's mutating canceling everything.
No, there's no.
That's what I want.
There was something else somebody just sent us. I'm sorry. There's the Twitter mentions are.
Are you on your phone?
No, somebody sent us. Oh, there is.
You are on your phone.
Honey, I'm looking. There's a deadly brain eating amoeba confirmed in Florida.
It's always in Florida. And they, by the way, they already had Florida. That. No, people, it's like from Warm
it's
Lakes.
It's probably from last year.
That's happening a lot.
No, it's from
the
here.
Whole, what was the thing that we read about?
Oh,
that was from a year ago.
Gators.
The meth gators, which by the way is great. People are just digging up things.
No, this is from this year. And I think it's like that weird amoeba that in like really warm lakes. So you should just stay
But
away.
That's been a thing before. Just guys, when you're at a really warm lake, maybe like, just get a neti pot and take a shower.
We don't know that that would actually work.
This seems like as good a stopping point as ever.
Well, I have to say, I'm very proud of our marriage in this. This is, I think that we've set a good example for our kids. And I think that we still like each other.
I do still like you. I like you just as much as I did when the year started.
Not more?
I think I might like you more. I didn't want to say that because I don't know if it's like I've always liked you a lot. So I don't want to say that like, it's not possible to like you more, but I've learned a lot more about you. I'm really proud of your strength and your bravery. We've taken some stands on our social media page that we have not done in the past. And I believe that there was a good reason for it because when you look at demographics and you look at what arrangement people make with you when they watch you as a channel, that you know what they wanted us to do was to entertain them, and so stick to it. You know, stick to just like what's
I think that's what I was starting to say in the beginning. Like we get all these comments, or like just stick to the entertaining. And
well,
just, yeah.
LeBron James was famously told to shut up and dribble one time.
Exactly.
And so I think I followed that advice because it was harmless, and you taught me very recently that it not only is it becoming ignorant to not at least acknowledge things that are going on outside of the entertainment world, but it's a missed opportunity to help make the world a better place.
Well, yeah.
And to be silent about racism is pretty much the same as being a racist. Yeah. So like you taught me all of this. You taught me very patiently. You didn't force me into anything. You believed it for a long time. It's not that I didn't believe it. I just didn't know how to say it. And you helped me say it for the first time. And it was incredibly liberating. And I'm very grateful for that. And like, that's all you. That's your bravery. That's your intelligence. That's your tact. That's your ability to study and learn about all these things. So you should get all the credit for that.
Well, but, no, I don't need.
But not for the Hamilton song.
And by the way, these are things, I think you're talking about saying things on a public way. But
yeah.
Not, yeah.
So 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
No, like I've always felt this way.
Right.
But there's, and I've always told my friends this. But just so you know, we're recording this for a public podcast right now. And I would have felt uncomfortable saying a lot of these things 1 year ago because I thought my job for the most part was to be a loving husband, to be a good father, to be positive in as many ways as I can, to obviously, you know, never, ever, ever have any closed-minded views if I could help it. But for like the real like political kind of feelings that I have to kind of keep it to myself. And there's been more of that this year.
Well, I just also think that race, and you believe
it shouldn't
too.
Be political.
It's not political. It's humanity. So, and the same with including our friends in the LGBTQ community. Anyway.
Anyway, I'm trying to give you a compliment and you're looking at me like I might
be
putting.
Not at all. You're doing great. You're doing great, honey.
Doing the best I can.
This has been great. So again, these podcasts, you know, sometimes we have guests. Sometimes it's just Penn and I locked in a room trying to.
I like these more.
You do?
Not really.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.